huge moment for the Green Party. We have a failing Labour government, both on the two-child benefit cap, the disability cuts, the genocide in Gaza, and we know that reform are trying to sweep in. There is a space for bold leadership, a party that is unapologetic about what it stands for and what it stands against. What I really want, though, is in those communities where people badly need help right now, we've seen times where poor people have got poorer and rich people have got richer. We need a wealth tax, we need redistribution of wealth, and we need to be funding our public services. But I don't think you can be an environmentalist without recognising the inequality that there is in society. It's for corporations who are destroying our environment, destroying our democracy and destroying our communities. Now, I despise Nigel Farage's politics. I'd never copy what he does. It's also undeniable, though. He cuts through. Everyone knows who he is. And so that kind of bold messaging, but for good purposes and for the truth, rather than the lies and misinformation that Farage spins, that's exactly what you're going to hear more of from the Green Party. I think this is a moment for a new kind of politics. We know that fascism is at our doorstep. It really is that serious. We've seen that with Farage's press conferences. We've seen it with a constant capitulation by Keir Starmer to the right. And actually, I want to make sure that Keir Starmer is more worried about the Green Party than he is about reform. Now, if that means talking to people from other parties that don't even exist yet, then I'm absolutely willing for this party, it'll be decided democratically, to make sure we're working with the people who are aligned with the same things we care about.